Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Ayin Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch Hu Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud, the top of the Amud at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Kol Menachos Tunish Shloish Mei Shifa, that they all the Korban Minchas have to have, that the seeds of the grain should be banged with the palm of the hand, or some say it's the seed, some say it's the dough. And then afterwards, 500 times with the fist. Shifa be'ifa bechitin. It has to be done on the grain. Rabbi Yossi says it's done on the batzik. It's done on the flour. Kam lachs bayis esa eser. When we speak about a carbon mincha, the Korban Mincha is brought 10 loaves, or as we discussed extensively in our previous year, 10 rikikin, chutz milechem aponim, except for the lechem aponim that we bring every Shabbos, and the chavite kohen gadol, the Korban Mincha that the kohen gadol brings on a daily basis, shein bars, they come 12 chalas, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, so is the opinion of Yehuda, v'mei aymer, kulam boim 12, we always have 12 chalas, chutz michalas taidam, except from the chalas of the karma taidam, the naziris, the chalas that the nazir brings when he finishes his term of naziris, shein bayis eser they come 10. So as we learned, that there is shifa and beitam, that the purpose is to take off the peel around the grain. Some say that it actually, this is the method to taking off the grain. Others explain that this is just makes it easier to ultimately take off the peel. Moreover, the Rambam adds that besides it's easier to take off the peel, it also removes any waste, any psoilus around the grain that we don't want, of course, have included. According to says the Svasemis, according to the opinion that we just learned that shifa and bita are done on the dough, so then the halacha would be applicable only by Korban Mincha, which is baked. A Korban Mincha that's baked has dough, but the Korban Mincha that's not baked, so there is no dough, and therefore by that Korban Mincha there would be no shifa and bedika. The halacha that we have to make chalas, there is a machloikus rishonim. We just said you have to make chalas. We discussed how many chalas have to be made. There is actually a machloikus rishonim by minchas soilus that comes from flour. Do they also have to have chalas? One opinion is that, as we just discussed, that since the minchas soilus is not baked, there's no point of making chalas. And there are other opinion, however, say that even by a minchas soilus, we should have 10 chalas. By minchas chayta, that we've been learning extensively in our masechta, that a minchas chayta doesn't have any oil. So now there's going to be a machloikus, how we treat the minchas chayta. Do we say that we also learned there's a question that there's certainly not allowed to be water. There's a question if there's allowed to be, there's not allowed to be oil. There's a question if we got water. According to the Man D'Omer that we use water in the Minchas Chayta, so then it will be treated like all other Minchas Mincha, and we'll have 10 Chalas. According to the opinion that not just the oil may not be used, but even water may not be used, then there's no halacha of 10 Chalas. The halacha is that the Taras Chayta says, isn't the fact that the Mishnah makes a blanket statement, Kol HaMenachos, a proof that Minchas Soilus should also have 10 Chalas. Says the Taras Chodesh, our Mishnah is not a riot to that opinion, because our Mishnah means to say that all Korban Mincha that come with Chalas and Rikikin, the amount of Chalas and Rikikin we're supposed to have is 10. But that doesn't mean that if there are no Chalas or Rikikin, it doesn't mean if there are no Chalas or Rikikin, then the halacha is that you have to have 10. Could be that there isn't that rule altogether. Tana, so the Gemara describes how the Shifa and Beita Adon. So says the Gemara, Tana, Shof, Achas, they do Shifa once, and then afterwards with the palm, and then you do Bayit Shtaim two, the Shof, and then you do Shifa two times, and then you do Beita three times, and therefore you'll end up that with a total of 500. And now we could understand, since there's this process, the way Shifa and Beita are done, we could well understand how why the Mishnah said that Shifa they have, by Shifa you have 300 and Beita you have 500 using this formula. By Rabbi Yemya, I'm Tuyev Asuyachad. When we speak about Shifa, when you go back and forth, is that considered one motion or Duma, or going back and forth? I'm Tuyev Asuyah, going back and forth. Trey are considered two motions, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. We learned further in the Mishnah, Shifa Beita, the Chitim, and Machloikas, in what was the Shifa and Beita done? Was it done on the grain, or was it done on the Batzek, on the dough? Ibai Lahu, according to the Mandama, according to Rabbi Yossi's opinion, that the Shifa and Beita were done on the Batzek, doesn't mean to say Bebatzek, the Loi Bechitin, specifically, deliberately, just on the dough and not on the wheat. Adama, what did the Mishnah mean to say? Apabotzek on the dough as well. Answers the Gemara Toshma, the Tanya, Shifa Ubebita Bechitin. Tanakama says it was done on the grain. And Rabbi Yosemer, Shifa Ubebita Bebatzek. So it's quite clear that they're disagreeing. He says that only on the Tanakama says only on the Chitin. And Rabbi Yosi says only on the Batzek. We learned furthermore in the Mishnah, Kol Hamnachas Bas, all Karbon Minchas, come 10 Chalas, except for the Lechem upon him, the Chavitika and Gadol, that the Mishnah said, Shtei Esrei, they come 12 Chalas. Says the Gemara, Lechem upon him. How do we know that the Lechem upon him comes 12? So says the Gemara Behedik said Bay. It's explicit in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says Vilakakta Sailavai Fisa Isai Shte Esrei Chalas. That it's very clear that it's 12. Chavite Kohen Gadol. How do we know that the Chavite Kohen Gadol are also 12? Says the Gemara, Asya Chuka Chuka Melechem Aponim. We learn Gzeirah Shava, the word Chuka Chuka from the Lechem Aponim. Just like there it's 12, here too it's 12. We learned furthermore in the Mishnah that Kala Menachas Bayis Eser. How do we know that all Kala Menachas come 10? Menolon. Says the Gemara. Gomar, we learned this from the Lachmei Toida. By the Lachmei Toida, 10. Afkan Eser. Here too, all other Kala Menachas should be 10. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. Instead of learning from the Lachmei Toida, which we know that Loch by the Lachmei Toida is 10 times 4. So from each type, we have 10. So that's how we know we have 10. Instead of learning from the Lachmei Toida, 10, ask the Mavalela from Lachem Aponim, why don't we learn from the Lachem Aponim? The Malahalan, as we just finished learning, that when we speak about the Lachem Aponim, it's Shtei Esrei, it's 12 loaves. Should not that be the source that everything that we learn from there that it should all cover minchas, it should be 12. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked the question, isn't there a rule that when we can learn Lakula and we can learn Lachumra, that's included in the Gemara's question, we always go Lachumra. That's what the Gemara's question is. Why are we learning Lakula? We should learn Lachumra. Answers the Gemara, Mestabra, the comparison to the Lachmei Toida is a better match. Shekain, both the Karban Mincha and the Lachmei Toida are Yochid, an individual who brings the Karban Toida, individual who brings his Karban Mincha. The Yochid, whereas the Lechem Aponim is a Karban brought by the Tzibur. Misnadiv, the Karban Toida and the Karban Mincha are donated. Shemen, they both have oil, whereas the Lechem Aponim does not have oil. Nifso, that there's Lechem Aponim stays on the Shulchan from 1 week to the other, or these other mincha and carbon toida, by the night after you brought the after the night of the day that you brought the carbon mincha, they become pasul. The shlei b'tumah, and the halacha of tumah b'sid, tumah hutra b'tzibur, is applicable by lechem aponim because it's carbon tzibur, whereas the halacha of Shloim b'Shabbos, they're not doich Shabbos. The lechem aponim is doich Shabbos, and the Rishash points out, what does that mean that it's doich Shabbos? Putting the bread in and out of the shulchan, it doesn't involve chil Shabbos. It explains the Rishash that there is an element of chil Shabbos. The element is that they burnt. We learned that they brought that on the shulchan. There were spoons of levina that were burnt on Shabbos, which obviously involves chil Shabbos, which is done by the lechem aponim, but there's no chil Shabbos ever allowed for the carbon taida or for the carbon mincha. And shlei b'tumah, the lechem aponim is brought b'tumah if everybody's tumah, tumah hutra b'tzibur. There is no concept, obviously, of tumah hutra b'tzibur by the carbon mincha or the carbon taida. Ask the Gemara, Adrabba, we can make, ask the Gemara, a counter argument. Melechem aponim havel emailu. Why don't we learn from the lechem aponim? Shekein, the menacha and the lechem aponim are hegdish, they're both kachay kedoshim. The lachme taida, the carbon taida, is kachim kalim. Levina, they both have levina. The lechem aponim and the mincha, whereas the lachme taida don't have any levina. Matzah, the carbon mincha and the lachme taida is matzah and the mincha is matzah. Etzem, they come from themselves. The lachme taida only come because they come along with the animal that's brought to the carbon taida. Says the Gemara Hanach Nefishim. There are more comparisons between the lachme taida versus the lachem aponim, and therefore it's a better match. Rishvaralon, but now points out the Gemara. If Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is the dog, and these were sugyas that we learned in the Masechta Zvachim. What are the rules, how things are learned by Kachim? And if, says the Gemara, Yehuda holds the Dabba Alam of Gzeri Shava, that something was learned with Gzeri Shava, Choyze Malamed Beginyan Av, so the Chamvite Kain Gadol, as we said, are learned with Gzeri Shava from the Lechem Aponim, and just like the Lechem Aponim are 12 loaves, so to the Chamvite Kain Gadol, ask the Gemara, Nalef, so now ask the Gemara, why can't we learn the Locha of all menachas from Chavite Kohen Gadol, and say Mala Halon, that just like by the Chavite Kohen Gadol, which they mesrei, you bring 12 chalos, so should be halacha afkan, all carbon menachas should be shtei mesrei. That means first we'll have a gezeirah shava connecting Chavite Kohen Gadol to the lechem aponim, chuka, and then there'll be a binyan af connecting the carbon mincha to the carbon mincha to the chavite kain gadol. Says the Gemara, even if that's an option to learn a carbon mincha from the chavite kain gadol, still suggests the Gemara mistabra melechem etoida avalul meilu. The match to the lachem etoida is a better match. Shekein, both the mincha and the lachem etoida hedget come from a regular Jew. The chavite kain gadol are only brought by the kain gadol. Shesnade, the mincha and the lachem etoida is something that's a donated carbon. Chavite kohen gadol is something that the kohen gadol must bring on a daily basis. The chatzoim, when you bring a regular carbon mincha or lachem etoida, there's no concept of dividing it. Whereas when we speak about the chavite kohen gadol, we know that halacha is that it's machtzisoi b'boika or machtzisoi b'rabayim. Lepigel, and we've learned many times that in order for the halacha of pigel to be applicable, we have to have a matter and a nitter. So we speak about the lachme toida, shechting the carbon makes it permissible to eat the carbon, to eat the loaves. Bringing a carbon mincha, offering the chametz on the mizbeach, makes it possible to eat the shrayim. Whereas when we speak about the chavita kohen gadol, it's all burnt on the mizbeach. So there is no matter and nitter. And as we just said, when there is no matter and nitter, there is no pigel. So what the Gemara is saying is that by carbon mincha and by carbon toida, there is pigel, whereas by chavita kohen gadol, there is no pigel. Shloi b'shabbos, the halach is that a regular carbon mincha or carbon toida may not be brought on Shabbos, but the chavita kohen gadol were brought every day of the week, including Shabbos. And also, the din of tumah hutra b'tzibur is applicable by the chavita kohen gadol because they're brought every day, even b'tumah, whereas that din doesn't apply by the carbon mincha or by the carbon toida. Says the Gemara, well, maybe we can take a different approach. Adarabba, mechavita kohen gadol avilamelev. Maybe the match, the chavita kohen gadol, is actually a better match. Shekein isorin, both by carbon mincha and by the chavita, we start with isorin. By the lach metoida, the two isroinim. Kli, the regular carbon mincha and the mechavita kohen gadol are put into kli sharis. That's what makes them kadosh. Whereas the lach metoida, as we learned earlier in Masechta, become kadosh through the shechting of the kifsei etzera, through the shechting of the carbon toida. Cut kegdish, the chavite kohen gadol and the menachets are kachim kachim. The lachme toida are only kachim kalim. Levoina, a regular carbon mincha, and the mechus chavitim have levoina. Lachme toida don't have levoina. Matzah, a regular carbon mincha, and the mechus chavitim are matzah. The lachme toida have 10 loaves that are chametz. Etzim, the chavita kohen gadol and a regular carbon mincha are independent obligations. The toida, the loaves are only there to accompany the behemah, the carbon. Hagosha, there's a halacha of hagosha by a mincha. There's a halacha of hagosha by chavita kohen gadol. There is no such halacha by the lachme toida. Ishim, the regular carbon mincha, some of it is burnt on the mizbeach. The chavita kohen gadol are completely burnt on the mizbeach, whereas the lachme toida are not burnt at all. And now, says the Gemara, the argument that we always try to make, let's look where is there more comparison, where is the more common denominators. Actually, we've identified, says the Gemara, that the carbon mincha is similar to the chavita kohen gadol in 8 ways, and the regular carbon mincha is only similar to the lachme toida in 6 ways. So shouldn't that suggest that the comparison of a carbon mincha to chavite kohen gadol is a better comparison than to the toida? And that would indicate that we should have 12 loaves. Answers Gemara, even though we were able to identify in the details that in more ways is the carbon mincha similar to the chavite kohen gadol than to the lachme toida, but at the end of the day, the chavite kohen gadol, the regular mincha and the toida are kabbonis that are brought by an individual. And the chavita kohen gadol are brought by the kohen gadol. And therefore, the overriding comparison is hedyin mehedyin adaflei. We learned in the Mishnah, however, that he, Remeya, holds kulon, all kohen minchas are brought shtei mesrei, are brought 12 chalas, except for the lachme toida and the lachme naziris, that there is 10. Micah Sover, asking Mar, what is the basis for Remeya's opinion? Israel Adov Alam Gzer Shava, if he says that something that was learned with Gzer Shava, Choyzer Malam Binyan Av, and could then be passed on to Kohen Gadol Binyan Av. So therefore we'll explain, Yal Mechavita Kohen Gadol. We'll learn that the Chavita Kohen Gadol, we know through Gzer Shava of Chuka, have 12. And then we apply Binyan Av to compare all carbon minchas to the chavite kohen gadol, and as we just finished explaining, hanin the fishes, and they're so similar in so many ways, that's the better match. If, however, says the Gemara, Yisrael, the Dov, Alam, B'Gzer, Shabbat, Enoch, Ha'izu, Alam, B'Gzer, Yalaf, melechem aponim. Then he learns the halacha of regel kavim mincha from lechem aponim, that the lechem aponim are 12 loaves. And so will be that halacha by regel kavim mincha. And we won't learn from it, and that's a better limud than learning it from the lechem etayda, hegdish mehegdish adiflei. The lechem aponim are kodesh hakodashim, a regular kavim mincha is kodesh kodashim, whereas the lechem etayda are only kodesh kalim, and therefore he, Rameya, holds that comparing kachi kachim to kachi kachim is a better match. We learned in the Mishnah, chutz melach mitaydav and naziris, shem boras ss. As we've been learning, those kabanas come with 10 loaves. So explains the Gemara. Lach mitaydav, when we speak about the lach mitaydav that have 10 loaves, says the Gemara, v'hedjik sabay, the Torah says so beferish. The Torah says, when we speak about the Karm Taida, as we've been saying, that we bring four different types of loaves, chametz, matzah, rikikin, and revuka. And then the Pasuk says, v'hekru v'mena echad mikol truma l'Hashem. He takes 10. And as we're going to learn, what is 10 one? What does it mean, truma? It means trumas meiser. And what is the shear of trumas meiser? 1/10. Indicating that we bring 10. Damamar, Naziris, so that's a proof that the Lach Mitaida are 10 loaves. Says the Gemara, Naziris, how do we know that the Naziris, that the Nazir brings two types of chalas, matzos, rukike matzos, Damamar, the Brisa says, the Pasuk says, achalas lechem chametz yakrav kabona azevach toida shlomav, the Pasuk is teaching us that the word shlomav is coming to teach us Shalmi Nazir, that the Shalmi Nazir come with 10 loaves. Says the Gemara, Amrav Tovi Bakisni Amishmu, Lach Mitaydish often Arba Chalas. If instead of bringing 40 Chalas, he brought 4 Yotza. Ask the Gemara, but we just finished reading and learning that the Torah requires 40. Vabin and Abayim, don't we need 40? How can we say that just 4 alone are sufficient? Answers the Gemara, Lemitza. Ask the Gemara, but we also just finished learning that we have to take off 1/10, like Trumas Meiser, For Boyer Frushit Truma Minayu, we have to take off 1/10. And if we have only 1 challah, how are we going to be fulfilling that obligation? V'chi Tema. So says the Gemara, maybe what the Torah means to teach us. Mafish Mekol Chad V'chad. We have each one of these 4 big loaves. And I'll take off a part of each loaf. Says the Gemara, that can't be acceptable. Because the Torah says, v'hikr v'mena echad mikol karbon, amrachmana. We have to take a whole loaf as what we take off from each type of challah and give to the kohen. V'shaloi yitel paris. And we can't take off just a piece of a challah. And says the Gemara, what it means to say is that for Shina Belisa. Yes, if we have a completely baked loaf, taking off a part of a loaf is not acceptable. But if we're taking off from the dough before they were baked into challahs, then the halacha is that if we now have just a piece of dough, that will be considered a fulfillment of that obligation. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, kol menach shirivim this halachasan, that if you made the challahs bigger. And because you made, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. And because you made the chalas bigger, you don't end up with 10 chalas. Or shemiyat b'midas chalason, or you made the chalas smaller. And because you made the chalas smaller, again, you ended up with more than 10 chalas, sheiris. Chutz, melachim aponim, v'chavite kohen gadol v'lach mitaydav v'naziris, that the numbers that the Torah gave are specific. So the Gemara's question is, how could you suggest that if you only brought 4, it's going to be acceptable? Here, the Braisa is very specific that it has to be the amount that the Torah gives. Says the Gemara, "Hu d'amar kai tana." Shmuel is going to hold like the following tana: the tanya kol menachas shiruv midas chalason, that you ended up with less than 10, or shemit b'midas chalason, and you end up with more than 10. Sheiris, a kosher, chutz melachem aponim, v'chavite kohen gadol. There, the number that the Torah gives is specific. They also have to be that exact number. But here, the Tanakhama seems to be taking the opinion that the number 40, that the number 40 is not dafka. And if the number 40 is not dafka, the halacha that Shmuel says that if instead of making 40, 10 times 4, you only made 4, it will still be, if you made 4, it will still be acceptable. Amar Rav Huna, minchas mafa. When we speak about the minchas mafa, carbon mincha, which is carbon minchas mafa, says the Gemara, sha'afa chalas achas, instead of bringing the 10 that we learned in the Mishnah, you only brought 1, yotza. My tama, why do we have that lenient? Says the Gemara, leniency because the Torah says matzois without the vav, to teach us that if you didn't do all that you were supposed to, it's still acceptable. Ask the Gemara, maskalar apapa, tam diksiv matzois, missing the vav. That's the reason we have this halacha. Haksiv matzois, if it would have said matzois with the vav, loy, the halacha would be that the number 10 is absolutely essential. But ask the Gemara, v'gabi lach metoida, when we speak about the lach metoida, where the Torah says matzois, molei, so we see that even though it says it mole, it's acceptable. And it's the Gemara, he pligi. Rav Tuvi in the name of Shmuel doesn't obviously subscribe to the Slimud. And he's not locked in. He's not locked in to the halacha that you have to use, that if it says matzois, it means the exact number. And his opinion is that even if it says matzois, it doesn't mean that it has to be the exact number. Says the Mishnah Haima Iba, Isaron Mishloi Son, that what they did was, as we go back to the sugya of the Michas Aimer, they started with 3 saw of flour, of grain, that they made into flour. But what they did was, that they kept on sifting it until we ended up with an isaron of excellent flour. Says the Gemara, the shtei alechem that we bring on Shavuos, we started off with sholos soyim and we sifted it down to 2 esroinim. Lechem aponim, when we speak about the lechem aponim that we've been speaking about in our shir, esrim ve'arba esroinim. We start, says the Gemara, with 24 saw, and those 24 saw are sifted down until we end up with 24 esroidim. It's interesting to point out that all carbon minchas are brought from soilus. When we speak about the lechem aponim, it's not from soilus, it's from chitin, not the excellent flour. It doesn't have the requirement, the same quality flour. And the question is why? The answer I saw is that all menachas, they bring from wheat. The reason we bring them from wheat is because the Gemara and Masechtas and Sanhedrin suggests that the Eitz Hadas that Adam Rishon ate from was chita. And therefore, there's a concept of ain't tatega, ain't lasis nega, and therefore that we when we bring it from wheat, why don't we say ain't tatega nasis nega? Because the chitin that Adam Rishon ate were not soilus, which we make all carbon minchas into. So therefore we don't have to be worried about ain't tatega nasis nega. But the lechem upon him has no connection to the aver of Adam Rishon. On the contrary, when we speak about the lechem aponim, as we have often stated, is brought on Shabbos. What is it meant when we say that it's brought on Shabbos? That Adam Rishon was, we know, created on Friday, and immediately did the aver of eating from the Eitz Hadas. Had he waited until Shabbos, the Medrash says, that he would have been allowed to eat the Eitz HaDa'as. The problem was that he didn't wait. If that's the case, the Lechem HaPanim, on the contrary, doesn't represent in any way the Aveira of the eating from the Eitz HaDa'as, because on Shabbos you was allowed to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as. Therefore, Lechem HaPanim, which as we've been saying, is so specifically connected to Shabbos, therefore the Lechem HaPanim could be Chitim. It doesn't have to be changed from Chitim to Soilus. So the Mishnah said that there are different results of the sifting. Ma Tama asked the Gemara that why do we have to sift three soim to get one isorin, which is a tenth? Kivin the Mechadosh Asi, says the Gemara, since the Mechas Oimer is from the new crop, that's the whole point of the Mechas Oimer, and it's not even chitin. Mesorin Asi comes from Bali, you soren mufchar, you won't be able to result with a good saw, a soren of soirim, ella, if you start with soil soim. We learned in the Mishnah, shtei lechem, shtei is soren is mishal shitim. There, the formula is different. One is soren from, one is soren comes from three soim. Kivin the mechita asa, says the Gemara, even though they come from, since they come from wheat, even though they're coming from the chadash, shtei esroinus, you're going to be able to get two esroinus mishloi soin, because it's better quality. And when you're dealing with better quality, you're going to be able to achieve this. You'll be able to achieve it. We learned furthermore, lechem aponim, esrim v'arba esroinus mesrim aboim soim, my tamam. Kivin the mechita asun, that comes from the chitin, the miyoshan asun. We could bring it from the yoshan. Isaran mufcha asi misa. You could get one good isaran from one saw of grain. Tanabonim, kol ha-menachos, shariba midas asroinus, that you brought more flour than you were supposed to. That means you overfilled the keli that you were supposed to put the flour into, or shemit b'midas esroinus, you didn't fill up the keli of the esaron adequately, psulus. However, riva b'midas esaron shlohem, that we started, the Mishnah gave us a formula, how much grain to begin with. If you started off with more grain, or mit b'midas esaron shlohem, or you started off with less grain, but you ended up with an esaron, even though you did not follow the formula stated in the Mishnah, the halacha is that it's still acceptable. Says the Mishnah further, Haimer, when we brought the Mechas Haimer, Haimenupa b'shloish esrinafa, they would have two sifters, one had bigger holes, and one had smaller holes. And we used, and we had 13 sifters, and the Gemara will explain how we use those 13 sifters to sift the grain. Shtei lechem b'shteim esrei. The shtei lechem, we used 12 sifters. The lechem upon him, we used achas esrei, 11 sifters. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, there's no hard and fast number. Lo ha'elam kitzva. There was no hard and fast number. El saras menupa kol tzarcha hayimevi. You did what was necessary to get good quality flour. Shenema, v'lekachta soilus v'afisasa. The Torah says we, for Korban Mincha, we should take soilus. What the Torah is asking from us, the Torah is telling us, shtei menupa kol tzarcha, make sure that it was properly sifted. And if you see that it was sifted properly, the halacha, according to him, is that is satisfactory. According to the Tanakhama, there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, exactly how the sifting must be done. It says the Gemara, as we identified when we learned the Mishnah, there were different type of sifters with different size holes. It says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Bedaka, when they have a sifter with small holes, first they used one with small holes, and then Begasa, and then they used one with bigger holes, and then Bedaka, and then again they rotated. They used one with smaller holes, Begasa. And they kept on going back and forth, as we're learning, 13 times till we got the right number. There were 13 sifters, he says, in the there were 13 sifters in the Beis Hamikdash. Each one had a different size hole. Helyona, what the first sifter had, Kaleta Subin, was the holes cut just Subin, that just Subin, Atachtoina Kaleta Silas, and the bottom one catches, the bottom one catches the Silas. Rav Shimon Amalai Ailam Kitsa, the Rav Shimon said, there's no, this, there's no hard and fast rule. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, V'lakach the Silas, V'fisai Soi, Melamed Shnikach as Silas, that they use Silas for the lechem upon him. V'nayin Shafil Chitin, but as we've said earlier, how do we know that we're allowed to use Chitin? Tamloimar, V'lakach the Mikol Mokim. We could use Chitin as well. Yochel Apisham Menachas Kain, that the loch is that you could use Chitin. Tamloimar Oisai. The Torah says strictly by the lechem upon him is the halacha that you could use chitim, b'nei hachisachon, because they wanted us to be able to save money and use chitim instead of silas, which is more expensive. It says the Ramai b'nei chisachon. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Amar v'loza, Torah chasam amonu shei Yisrael. The Torah is concerned about Jewish money, and therefore, since every Shabbos we brought the lechem upon him, and as we've been learning in our shir, the lechem upon him came from 12 loaves. So in order that they shouldn't have such a big expense, the halacha is you could use chitim. But to take off the pressure of the expense. But when we speak about a korban minchas, which we don't use as much flour as we do by the lechem upon him, and it's not something that is obligated to bring on a weekly basis, there the Torah says that we have to use Silas. Ask the Gemara, Hecha Remiza, where do we learn this concept, the Torah Chosam Amonash Yisrael? Says Maduksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yishkisa as Eidavis B'iram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this Pasuk speaks about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought water for Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that bring water, not just for the people, I'm going to make a nace for the animals as well. This concept that we see at Torah Chosam Amonash Yisrael is seen in a number of places in Shas. One is that the Gemara says that the shofars, which they blew on Tainis, were coated, the mouth was made with silver, not with gold. Torah Chosam Amonash Yisrael. Another place we see that the goyrel that they used to make on Yom Kippur for the two serum was made out of wood. Another place we see it is that the machta that the Kohen used in the avoda of the Ketoris was not made out of gold, it was made out of silver, because the Ketoris is going to ruin the metal, and therefore because the Ketoris is going to ruin the metal, it's not, since it's going to ruin the metal, gold is, the silver is used. The menorah, the halach is that the mouthpiece of the menorah, where they were actually lit, which gets ruined as well, was not made out of zoftar. And also, when we speak about korban mincha, as the Torah teaches us, that the korban mincha, the Torah teaches us in the korban mincha, they didn't have to use shemek kosis, which is more expensive olive oil. They used less expensive olive oil. So the Shas of Tshuvas, Tshuva Mahava, says that our Gemara, and as we just gave many more examples, introduces the concept of a Torah Chasa Amamanish in Yisrael. But on the other hand, there's a concept of an Einanias B'Makim Ashiris. And for example, we learned that if a Keli in the Beis Hamikdash got ruined, we don't repair it, we just dispose of it. The Big Day Kahuna don't get washed, they get replaced. And other different rayas, they used to give the carbon tamid to drink water so it should be easier to skin, and they gave him to drink the water in gold cups. Isn't that a proof that Einanias b'makom hashiras. So the Tshuva Mehava says that we have here we have two competing concepts. On one hand, Hatara Chasam Amanash Yisrael, and on the other hand, Ein Anias B'makom Ashiris. So the Tshuva Mehava says there's no rule. There's no rule. Rather, it's up to Chazal to determine on a case-by-case basis what is better, to use the concept of Tair Chasam Manash Yisrael or Ein Anias B'makom Ashiris. The Noid Behuda has a different proof. The Noda Behuda has a different way. He says if the Torah specifies to use something, so then the halacha is that we do what the Torah says. However, in a case where the Torah didn't give us, and even though it means spending more, but in a place where the Torah doesn't give us a firm direction, since the Torah in those cases does not give firm direction, then we're going to use the concept of Hatara Chasam Amanim Shei Yisrael. The Mefarshim, the Noda Behuda, also asks that there's another raya that Hatara Chasam Amanim Shei Yisrael. The Torah says that if a house was identified that it has a nega, that it has tzaras, the Torah says Ufinu Sabayis, that we should take out the utensils from the house, because if they're going to declare the house tamei, and then they're going to take out then anything that's in the house is tamei. So the Mishnah says it's a raya Tara Chasam Manim Shei Yisrael. So ask the Noda Behuda, Aum Gemara said the raya is Fishkir Sa'ed of Aspira, that when Moshe made that the water should come out from the rack, that nace wasn't only for people, it was for animals, because HaKadosh Baruch was concerned about the animals of Klal Yisrael, and why don't we use this raya Fina Sabaya? So we have two sources, says the Noda Behuda. The Pasuk that Aum Gemara says is speaking about the tzibur. The tzibur there was talking about the animals of all of Klal Yisrael. The pasuk of Finuas Abayis is speaking about the individual. On the other hand, when we speak about the house, we see that you don't have to have unnecessary loss, and therefore just take out the kalim to avoid any loss. But we will not know that in a case where there's actually maybe an advantage to use soilus over chitim, by the lechem upon him, who says that we should not use soilus? That's why we have to have the pasuk v'hishkis as edim v'spirim, that we see that the Torah was concerned about the community's money. From there we see that we're always concerned about the community. Here we learned that the Torah is so concerned, Hatara Chasal Ramana Shal Yisrael. And this is the source why, in many areas of halacha, the halacha uses the concept of Hefsa Meruba. That if there's a Hefsa Meruba, there's room for leniency. But there's a question, how do we evaluate Hefsa Meruba? The two halachic questions to put on the table. One question to put on the table is, let's say there's a situation of a hefsid. But when we look at the hefsid, it's for there's a business that has many partners. So as the loss is evaluated, it's a significant loss. But if we divide the loss amongst the various partners, each partner doesn't have a significant loss. Do we look at it as a total number, or do we look at the individual numbers? Similar question is when we say Hefs Meruba, there's somebody who, there's a question of loss, and because of Hefs Meruba, the halacha is lenient. But the Hefsit is for the person who made the product. So for him, it's a Hefsit. I am buying the product. Does the halacha of Hefs Meruba extend to the buyer of the product? And if somebody who's manufacturing a product has a Hefsit, he could pass, we could be lenient for him. The leniency doesn't only apply to him. The leniency applies for his customers as well. Well, for them, it's not a Hefsa Meruba. They don't have to buy this product, so we're not necessarily able to apply the concept Hefsa Meruba for the customers. And they should be notified that it's only mutter, that the product in question is only mutter because of the special dispensation of Hefsa Meruba. And therefore they may not want to buy it. Hanrloch Elo Menachos Nekmatzos, Hanrloch Elo Menachos Nekmatzos, Hanrloch Elo Menachos Nekmatzos.